First off, I would like to thank my co-authors, Dr. Parnell and Russell McGee, for their help with this. The title of my paper is Managing Cotton Gin Inventory Systems, a Systems Management Approach Using Simulation. So a little introduction into the problem. No, the goal of the gin is to provide a value-added process to the producer at an affordable cost. We can use management science tools to evaluate changes and help reduce these costs in the ginning portion of the business, the transportation, and also in the inventory sector. Some background. In Texas, we've seen a large reduction in the number of gins since the 1960s, where we had over 1,600 gins, and currently we have less than 250 gins, still processing roughly 4 to 5 million bells each year. This is requiring the gin to transport cotton modules further distances from the gin to make sure all the producers are have their modules ginned. In, I believe, 2008, a decision support software was developed to aid producers and cotton ginners in determining the economic viability of longer haul distances of the cotton modules. At that time, gins may be transporting the modules 35 to 40 miles, and they're wanting to see what would happen to their overall total ginning cost if they were to go further, say 75 to 80 miles. And also, an update was called for to allow for the new module types that have been seen, i.e. The round modules on the semi-trailers. In 2005, MSOF used some simulation techniques to find that there are optimal points for different category generating sizes to operate in order to help minimize their total cost of ginning. So this is a sample output of the new decision support software that we've developed that will aid the producers and the ginners in determining whether or not there is economic viability in the longer haul distances. In this situation, the gin is in the baseline situation, which is on the left, was operating at 175% utilization, or right around 100,000 bells per year. And in the right, they wanted to move to their optimal point, which is around 200%, or 112,000 bells per year. So the output of the decision support software showed that they could potentially expect a reduction in the cost of bell of around $1.50 per bell. But I decided that, you know, that makes sense, but there could be some potential problems in the transportation system that could take over that savings just due to downtime. So this theory we'll focus on. We want to create a simple way to incorporate the transportation simulation for both the producer and the ginner. So we have the need for a systems analysis tool. As I said, this decision support software showed a reduction in cost, but will the transportation inventory management be sufficient? Will we have overridden downtime that will take away that cost savings? And can the cost of ginning be further reduced by better managing our inventory system? So simulation provides a method to analyze these transportation and inventory management systems before being implemented very easily. So we cooperated with a gin to gather some data from them to build our distributions to help with the simulation techniques. And this is the modules called in per day that they experienced during the 2012 season. I'm just briefly go over these. These are the modules they picked up each day. We can correlate this to their travel distance. The ginning rate over the season. And these are the six scenarios that I decided to simulate for this process. The first is a baseline situation where we used simply the data that we received for the cooperating gin. The second is increased percent. The third is an increased average distance. And the fourth is a combination of the prior two, increased percent U and average distance. The fifth is the increased percent utilization, average distance, and an increase in the number of trucks used to haul the modules. The sixth was increased average or percent utilization, average distance, number of trucks with a capped inventory. In other words, they only had a certain amount of space on the gen yard for modules. So this is the simulation data. Each scenario we simulated 10 times, took the average, and reporting these in this table. Trial one was a baseline. Downtime was relatively insignificant, but trial three is where we increase the average distance. So we can see that increasing the average distance created significant downtime in the ginning operation just due to a shortage of modules on the gin yard. And that's shown graphically in this figure. So you have to use the mouse tool. This dark blue line is the baseline situation where from the cooperating gen, and this green line is the increased average distance. So we can see that down here towards the end of the season, this is where most of our downtime occurs because we have a shortage of modules on the yard. So some conclusions that we drew from this is that we have to use the data drawn from these simulations to incorporate into the decision support software to better manage our inventory and ginning operation in order to help reduce costs. This gives indications of ways to better manage our transportation and inventory systems. I'd like to thank the endowed chair of Cotton Research, Cotton Incorporated, and the cooperating gens for assisting with this work. I'll take any questions. A good amount of time. Daniel.
Do you have to your graph?
Yeah. Simulation 6 showed a capped inventory, so the gin yard had a certain capacity and couldn't exceed it. So that was in an effort to help save costs, because you didn't have to lease or rent land for the module storage. Any other questions? The first four are no change. The last two I adjusted until we saw minimized downtime. So I'm trying to find a way to estimate the number of trucks using the simulation also. So through these trials, it took 12 plus trucks to get that downtime back to the baseline situation. And in this particular, once I finished this, it didn't quite come out way, but trying to find a way in the decision support software to estimate the number of trucks needed in order to minimize the downtime.
You said something about the result being an average of 10 months.
Yes, sir.
Describe those 10 different
runs. So I used Monte Carlo simulation to basically choose random numbers and perform 10 different simulations for 10 years in order to take the average and show that over or how that would work over a 10-year period. From the cooperating gen, we took their 2012 numbers that they had going across the scale and from the to the bells leaving the press, and we're able to build these distributions to use in the simulations.
You have data for this gen related to the delivery of modules, so that you can compare the curves showing delivery of modules. I guess the curves, is that Bales gen or is that delivery of modules?
This curve is daily ending inventory. Inventory.
Do you have data from the gen that allow you to compare that directly?
Yes.
Is that your baseline?
Yes, baseline would be is similar. It I didn't show it, but
baseline simulation, or is it actual?
That is the baseline simulation, but it was similar to the actual conditions the gen had.
Well, thank you, George.
Thank you.